Graham Downs is in the Dunedin studio. Very good morning to you.
Good morning and Happy New Year.
Same to you. Joni Mitchell had a birthday not too long ago. I think it was November, but I think I saw a party with lots of famous names there quite recently. No. 775.
Doing well.
Yeah, really well. I thought she might even have been a little older. Some of the stars of the times are getting up there. Why is she on your mind?
Well, I inherited a copy of Don Juan's Reckless Daughter, which is a double album from 1977, which I used to iron back in the day. And so having the time over summer, I reacquainted myself with it. And of course, being on holiday, also having a bit of time to research what's around the place these days on the internet. A recent CBC interview, which is 1 hour and three quarters in duration, which speaks for itself, and found a TV show called Coast to Coast from 1987, which has Joni performing with jazz greats Herbie Hancock and Bobby McFerrin, Wayne Shorter, etc. I found a scathing review of the album in Rolling Stone from 1978, a double album that should have been a single album, yada yada. And the main tenor of the review was absolute impertinence. But anyway, so I've been reacquainting myself with the record, and one of the experiences of listening to a double album and being old enough to remember the cultural milieu out of which it came, where it was kind of quite normal for someone to undertake something like that and for it to become a gold record, including with a 16-minute song called Paprika Plains, which obviously we're not going to play today because it's too long. So anyway, I've chosen to just talk, well, play two songs and talk about them because the first one's rather long. And it's the title track, Don Juan's Reckless Daughter. What I often do in class with songwriting students is draw up a list of how many things the text contains that the composer is tasked with responding to, and then see how the music and what strategies are put in place to cope with that. And with this text, obviously it's got lots of mentions of snakes and eagles, the perpetually land-bound creature versus the one whose natural element is the air and sky, and their metaphorical equivalents, Mother Earth, Father Sky, blind desire and clarity, technological snakes and eagles, boxcars and aeroplanes, the danger of one consuming the other. She has a split-tongued spirit who speaks of coils around feathers and talons on scales. The restlessness of spirit. Restless is something that gets repeated quite often towards the end. Born of balancing the seductions of the snake soul and the provocation of the eagle soul to soar higher into consciousness and being. She's got vastness to deal with because she talks of, you know, the consciousness of the country of United States of America, and it's a very big place. So that's actually a really big list. And then you go, well, what's her strategy? How does she manage it? Well, the song is in C, but she employs two other centres, namely F and A major. A major is bright in relation to C, and high, accompanied by lyrics such as "You're a coward against the altitude." F, on contrasting, is warm, darker, and it's often concentrated by sus4s, which is the note B-flat, which conflicts with the B natural of the C major scale. And that's a force field that often generates duration, as it has for centuries, and Indian raga is a scale degree that's in dispute. And of course, C is really in the middle, as it were, the always imperfectly achieved interim consciousness. The harmony is generally slow-moving, but there's a progression that moves rapidly upward to reattain C after A major has found its way back down to F. And this connotes a great deal of effort, as gaining consciousness always is, always does, especially as consciousness oftentimes entails shedding illusions. So one fast upward-moving progression accompanies the lyric, "Last night, the ghost of my old ideas re-ran on Channel 5, and it howled so spooky for its eagle soul, I nearly broke down and cried." So, totally what Joni Mitchell is saying is, well, existing is suffering. Shedding illusions is discomforting. But if you want to kind of like devote yourself to becoming who you are, you have to go through this. And there are all sorts of other territories that are opened up by the lyrics. I come from open prairie, given some wisdom and a lot of jive. And this takes place over one of the enlightened A major excursions. And it's a statement of wisdom to know that she possesses some wisdom and a whole lot of BS she hasn't sorted yet, or elements that she has little control over. And at this moment, of course, you realize, well, I realize that the animals that Nietzsche's mouthpiece, Zarathustra, keeps company with are precisely an eagle and a snake for the same symbolic reasons that Mitchell is employing them. And she quotes Nietzsche two or three times in the CBC interview, so she's very literate. And the prairie, of course, maps onto ancient wisdom. And she has a line, noble as a nickel chief striking up an old jukebox. And she's more or less saying, I think, the eagle's soul and the snake's soul battle it out irrespective of notions of modernity and progress. And at the same time, she allies herself with Native American culture, where possessions are not so much a sign of power. So there we have it. It's really complex, but that's the architecture of the song, are these three poles of her in the middle in C, the aspirational A major, and the down-to-earth F major.
Extraordinary.
Brilliantly done.
Mm-hmm. Shall we listen now?
Yeah.
Here we go.
I'm Don Juan's reckless daughter. I came out 2 days on your tail. Those two bald-headed days in November before the first snowflake sailed. Out on the vast and subtle plains of mystery, split-tongued spirit talks, noble as an equal chief, striking up an old jukebox. And he says, snakes along the railroad tracks. He says, eagles in jet trails. He says, coils around feathers and talons on scales. Gravel under the belly plates. He says, wind in the wings. He says, big bird dragging its tail in the dust. Snake kite flying on a string. I come from open prairie, given some wisdom and a lot of jive. Last night the ghost of my old ideas ran on Channel 5. And it howled so spooky for its eagle soul, I nearly broke down and cried. But the split-tongued spirit laughed at me. He says, a serpent cannot be denied. Our serpents love the whiskey bars, they love the romance of the crime. But didn't I see a neon sign fester on your hotel blind? And a country road come off the wall, he swooped down on the crowd at the bar and put me at the top of your danger list just for being so much like you are. You're a coward against the altitude. You're a coward against the flesh. Coward caught between yes and no. Reckless this time on the line for yes, yes, yes. Reckless brazen in the place of your changing traffic lights. Coward slinking down the hall to another restless night. As we center behind the eight ball, as we rock between the sheets, as we siphon the colored language off the farms and the streets. Here in good old God Save America, the home of the brave and the free, we are all hopelessly oppressed cowards, some duality of restless multiplicity. Restless for streets and honky-tonks. Restless for home and routine. Restless for country, safety and earth. Restless for the likes of reckless me. Restless sweeps like fire and rain over virgin wilderness. Prowls like hookers and thieves to boat lock tenements. Behind my boat lock door, the eagle and the serpent are at war in me. The serpent fighting for blind desire, the eagle for clarity. What strange prizes these battles bring, these hectic joys, these weary blues. Puffed up and strutting when I think I win, down and shaking when I think I lose. Thank you. lights up here in this eagle hole. There are boxcars down there on your snake, and we are twins of spirit. No matter which route home we take or what we forsake, we're gonna come up to the eyes of clarity, and we'll go down to the beads of guile. There is danger and education in living out such a reckless lifestyle. I touched you on the central plains. It was plain to train my twin. It was just plain shadow to train shadow, but to me it was skin to skin. The spirit talks in spectrums. He talks Mother Earth to Father Sky, self-indulgence to self-denial, man to woman, skills to feathers you and I. Eagles in the sky, you and I. Snakes in the grass, you and I.
Joni Mitchell with Don Juan's Reckless Daughter, off the album, same name, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, she's obviously a magnificent poet and always has been, but as for the sort of the lyric style there, it's epic, isn't it? It's sort of a narrative style. And was that fairly typical of the album?
And I mean, a lot of her work around that period, Hajira, has similar very long, big poems that she's set, you know, the task of dealing with. And it's quite, you know, I think that song is, if anything else, it's an amazing achievement to basically traverse the terrain that she set out for herself so convincingly.
Both musically and lyrically.
Yeah, well, in the CBC interview, she more or less says that she was primarily a painter and a poet first, and kind of fell into music as a third thing, purely to make money through college. Which is quite extraordinary.
Yeah, that happened to me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is extraordinary. Because it's a very distinctive voice too.
Yeah.
And distinctive would be the way of putting it. I mean, you immediately identify the voice, don't you?
Oh, totally. But, you know, what I hope I communicate today is the really specific choices that she makes in her musical composition that map onto the poem so brilliantly.
What about the next one then, which
The Silky Veils of Arda, which is the last song on the album. It's rather archaic title, but then Mitchell's fond of doing this, hence Caught in Spark, the album before or after, I can't remember. And the band did similar things, writing songs around the same time that sounded like they were penned in the 1860s. So the key to this is anacrusic anthetic events. Okay, it's horrible language, but you know, in music there are musical events that lead to something, and the something that is being led to, the arrival point, and that's what those two terms refer to. And it's probably why it maps onto existence so well, because everything in existence is preludial. A debut album is a prelude to a sophomore album, and a first symphony to a second, up to a ninth, etc. And I've always loved this song, and I've enjoyed spending time analysing it. And what it does, it starts with a very solid power chord in C, which is the key that the song will kind of loosely inhabit. But contrary to its fixedness, it quickly is rendered preludial to an E-flat stepping up to an F, which is given almost equal significance. And of course, all of this is a prelude to the entrance of the voice, which when it arrives is undercut by a chord which is not in the key of C major. And it moves to a second, which is also from outside the key, and it finally urges towards a third, which is the terra firma of the home key of C. But it is inverted. Now, inversions are fairly easy for us to explain away. You've got C, E, and G in a C chord, and you can put any one of those notes in the bass. If you put the G in the bass, it's called a second inversion chord, and everybody knows it on the syllable Z before it slides down in the national anthem, or on the word save in God Save the Queen. You hear it's highly unstable and it has to move to another chord and then finally to closure. And that's what she employs, the C add 9 chord with a G in the bass. Is total insecurity. And the song essentially says all security is interim, uncertainty is the only certainty. And it's just, just a brilliant choice of chords for what she's talking about. So, you know, at the end of the day, I had a songwriting student come to see me, a prospective student, and when I asked her who she aspired to be as good as, she replied, Joni Mitchell. And, of course, Lord, in an interview after the release of Melodrama, gave herself a pat on the back and a pass mark for her sophomore album, but said it's only on the first rungs to becoming Joni Expletive Mitchell. And there's a reason why comparatively young people say these things.
Yeah,
yeah. So here's the Silky Veils of Arda.
Wonderful. Thanks, Graham.
Thanks.
I could fly this raging wave. the one I love, but I have no wings, and the water is so wide, we'll have to row a little harder. It's just in dreams we fly, in my dreams we
Joni Mitchell with the track The Silky Veils of Ada off the album that Graham has been analysing for us. Silky Veils of Ada is on Don Juan's Reckless Daughter, and that was the earlier track too. Graham, of course, is musicologist and senior lecturer in the Department of Music at the University of Otago.